Hey there, podcast kittens. This is Isolde Trachtenberg, the host of the Innovative Mindset Podcast. Super happy that you're here. I am going to be doing something different. I'm going to be doing shorter episodes that are all about sort of what I'm thinking today, and you're going to get them hopefully daily, but if not, I encourage you to subscribe wherever you listen, because they're going to be coming fast and furious, maybe even two a day sometimes. The Monday interviews are going to stay as they are with the really cool innovators and creatives. That's going to happen no matter what. But Tuesday through Friday, as things go, are going to be a little different, and they're going to be much shorter. I think this podcast is going through some growing pains. Maybe that's the best way to put it. And I'm excited about the things that are going on. It's just there's a lot of it. And one of the things that I'm doing right now is, first of all, I can finally put a little TM, little trademark, right behind Creative Earthlings, because I went through and I applied for the trademark registration with the government, which is an interesting process. And maybe I'll do a podcast episode about it. One of the things that I've noticed for myself is anytime I have to do something with the government, especially on a website, I think they have so many possible varieties and variations of choices that it's just confusing. And every programmer believes that they have done a perfect job when they hand it off to be beta tested, or when they hand it off as complete, but really almost never have they done that. So it's a little weird, but it's okay. So anyway, so the Creative Earthlings is happening in some very interesting ways. This is an organization that I have founded, and what we're going to be doing in this organization is promoting creative advocacy on the part of animals and the earth through podcasting, through publishing, like publishing books, because there's going to be a publishing arm, and also through outreach in schools. So creative advocacy is really what it's going to be all about. But we're all earthlings, and I think we're all creative, so that's why Creative Earthlings. What's interesting about that is one of the things that I'm going to be doing, and hopefully, if you are in New York City on Sunday evenings, hopefully you will come by when we do this. This is the current plan. At a local vegan restaurant in Manhattan, we're going to be holding an art salon every Sunday evening, like 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. or 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., something like that. And the idea for it for me was that I would provide a space and be the host of a salon where people can come. If you want to do stand-up for 5 minutes, you can do that. If you want to sing a song, you can do that. If you want to show a painting, you can do that. If you want to read poetry, whatever it is you want to do, you offer it up to the audience there, and hopefully bring lots of friends with you so that we can all elevate our level of creativity. But also, there's going to be a talk back component, which means that if you want feedback on what you've done, on what you've just presented, and the rules are going to be very, you know, kind of strict about that. The feedback has to be supportive. It can't be, you sucked. That's not what this is for. But if you want feedback, you can perform for shorter than your allotted time, and then go, hey, I'd like to get some feedback on it, and then use the rest of your slot for that very thing. So I think it's going to be really cool, because it'll give people a chance who otherwise might not have a group to get feedback from a group about what it is they're working on. And I think that that's really powerful. In the Vegan Writers of New York City group that I have started, we give feedback like that every time we meet. People who are working on things can get feedback. And getting feedback from people who want you to succeed is magic. That's something that's really important, right? You don't want to get feedback from people who are jealous of you. You don't want to get feedback from people who don't like you. You want to get feedback from people who like you fine. They don't have to love you, but they like you fine. But you want their prime goal to be that they want your project to succeed, right? And there's a vibe there. You have to sort of figure that out for yourself intuitively. Huh, what kind of feedback do I want? And that's something that's really important, is that you need to know the kind of feedback you're seeking. Sometimes you think to yourself that you're ready for the people's feedback to be, tear it apart, go ahead, tell me exactly what's wrong with it. And really, you're not there yet, right? You are not there, you're not ready for that. And yet you think you are, or you've told yourself you are, and you've even told these people that you are, but you're really not. And so feedback that is anything but positive will devastate you, and that will make it a lot harder for you to keep going with your creation. So what I ask for everybody in the writers group and every group I've ever led of this sort is know yourself. Go deep inside yourself and figure out for yourself what kind of feedback do you want. If you don't know, don't offer it up. Right? Because if you know that you're only ready for supportive stuff, I just want to hear what you like about it. I am not ready to hear what you don't like or what doesn't work. I just want to hear what works, right? And that's the language to use, actually, when you're asking for feedback, is what works for you, what doesn't work for you, because like is actually subjective, and what one person likes may be what another person despises. And if you have 14 people who like it and one person who despises it, probably go with the 14 people who like it. But it's not necessarily useful. What you'd rather have is what works. What works? What doesn't work? What do you have questions about? What were stumbling blocks for you? What drew you out of the piece, if it's a written one, for example, or a song or something like that? So that's the kind of feedback to ask for. And you need to know that you trust the people you're in there with. So at this Creative Earthling Salon that I'm putting together, that's something that everyone's going to have to agree to, is that if they're going to offer up feedback, that it's going to be from that place of wanting the person who's asking for feedback to succeed. If you don't do that, then it's a recipe for disaster, because it'll make you feel like, oh, why did I even bother? And I don't want to do this anymore. And that's the opposite of what the intent is. The intent is to help you if you're going to be performing or offering up something at this salon, is to help you improve it, right? Is to help you feel like you are on the right track or where you need to course correct. And that's what the feedback will be for. But you have to know, before you ask for feedback from anyone about anything, what kind of feedback you want, right? And I'm going to keep saying that. I'm going to keep beating that drum, if you will, because it's super important. The more you are able to tell the person who's about to give you feedback what kind of feedback you want, the more they will give you something substantive that you can work with to improve the piece. And there's a wonderful moment in Julia Cameron's The Artist's Way when she says, that when someone gives you feedback that is constructive feedback, that is designed to improve your piece, a lot of times you'll have this sort of sense of recognition, like, oh, yeah, you know, I kind of was worried about that a little, but I couldn't put my finger on what was wrong. That is great feedback to get, because if there's that sense of recognition, I felt like something was off, then wow, that's going to be really helpful, because someone has given you something that you already kind of knew had an issue. If it comes way out of left field, or if it feels like the person is out to insult you, strike it from the record. They are not there to help you. So be aware of that whenever you're asking for feedback for anything. I'm super excited about the Creative Earthlings Salon, because I think it's going to be an opportunity for a lot of creatives who might otherwise not have groups to work with to get that kind of feedback that will help them get what they need to keep improving their creative endeavors. That's what the whole point of this is to elevate creativity and to allow the artists and painters and musicians and poets and stand-up comedians and dancers and whoever else comes to one of these, the opportunity to present it for others, because sometimes you're at the point where, oh, I've practiced it up and I now need feedback in order to keep growing and improving it. So it's going to offer those people an opportunity to do just that. And you never know. We might get people who are professionals in doing whatever there to try out their new stuff. And that would be amazing. And we might also get people who are professionals at one kind of creative endeavor trying a new kind. I'm one of those people. For example, I'm a professional podcaster. I'm a professional musician and author. I'm also a burgeoning novice stand-up comedian. And so what am I doing? I'm going through and I'm developing my stand-up comedy chops. So at the first Creative Earthling Salon, my offering, if you will be a stand-up comedy set. that's going to be what I'm going to do, right? I'm going to do a short little set and ask for feedback on it. Why? Because it's something I want to do. And stand-up comedy is one of those things. It's like writing your own songs, right? It's you. It's what you think might be funny that you're offering up to an audience. And if you're a singer-songwriter, you've written the song, it's a piece of your soul, and you're offering it up, hoping that the audience will enjoy it. And in stand-up comedy, you know, everybody thinks they have a sense of humor, to quote When Harry Met Sally. Everybody thinks they have good taste and a sense of humor, is what Carrie Fisher's character said in the movie. And yeah, you know, maybe what I'm writing, what I'm thinking about is funny, isn't funny to anyone but me inside my own head, but I won't know until I put it up in front of people. And that's why there's so many open mic nights for stand-up comedy, especially in New York City. So if you're around, starting in late May, I will definitely be talking about this more. If you're around, I would love it, love it, love it if you came to the Creative Earthlings Art Salon. I don't actually have, I'm waiting to finalize a venue. As soon as I have that, it's going to be all over this podcast. I'm going to be talking it up. All right, cool. I hope that you've enjoyed today's episode of, I almost said the Creative Earthlings podcast. That's so funny. Of the Innovative Mindset podcast. I have gotten a new review and the show as, and I wanted to read that to you and to thank Avigail Gimpel for leaving such a lovely review on LinkedIn of the show. Here it is. Isolde is an insightful, deep-thinking podcaster. Her material is always relevant. She has her hand on the pulse of society. She's a generous interviewer, listens well, and responds with interest. Her podcasts are a pure pleasure to listen to. Wow, Avigail, thank you so much. What a lovely, 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 lovely thing to get on my LinkedIn. It was just, oh, this is great. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and I will be back soon with more innovative thoughts, I guess, is these episodes are happening. And the thing about it is, it's going to be like this. It's going to be 5 to 10 minute long episodes. And I encourage you to subscribe to the show wherever you listen, because then you'll get notifications about when they happen. I know Mondays are going to be happening every Monday, no matter what. The others, I'm not sure how often I'll get to them. As often as I can, probably 5 days a week, but maybe not. Anyway, until next time, this is Isolde Trachtenberg for the Innovative Mindset Podcast, reminding you to be bold, be creative, and most of all, be kind. Thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate you being here. Please subscribe to the podcast if you're new, and it would mean the world to me if you told a friend about it. Today's episode was produced by Isolde Trachtenberg and is copyright 2022. As always, please remember this is for educational and entertainment purposes only. Past performance does not guarantee future results, although we can always hope. Until next time, remember to be bold, be creative, and most of all, be kind. ¶¶